Hello and welcome to today's episode of So What's Up. Today we're going to be talking about the importance of a harmonious developer and designer relationship. So today I'm being joined by Sam and Jim. And guys, I suppose, do you get on? That's the first question.
Fantastically.
Yeah, to be fair, you do, actually.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, you've been around a while now, haven't you two? I think, you know, from our point of view, yeah, we're an agency. We build projects for clients, and we're talking specifically today about website and digital projects. So how do you guys work together? So obviously, Sam, you build websites. You're more technical. Mm-hmm. Jim, you design stuff. You sort of do pictures on pages. How do you guys actually work together?
I mean, first of all, I think it's the best thing to do is actually look at the budget, think about what the client wants, but then actually what the client can actually have. So where, for me, if I design a little subscribe button, it takes me 2 seconds to do a rectangle with the word subscribe in it. Mm-hmm. But if I go to Sam, can I have the subscribe button? And he'll say, no, that is out of budget. Yep. It takes too long. We can't do that. We'll have to figure something else out. Or remove it altogether.
So basically, he keeps you in check.
Definitely. Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, where I want some crazy animation or some weird hover state, and he's like, yeah, can you rein that back a bit, please?
Yeah, sensible. And then Sam, from your point of view, you're sort of quite happy picking Jim apart and saying, stop creating stuff that I can't build?
I mean, never really, because, you know, we always want to do the most creative and fun stuff. But like Jim says, it's all about budgets. And, you know, if you've got a subscribe button, as Jim's example, that you think, yeah, it just takes 2 minutes to make on the design. But if you, you know, you look behind the scenes and you've got all the integrations that needs with whatever, like if it's a newsletter, it's got to then connect with that supplier for that, or if it's like something to do with e-commerce and the subscription, there's a lot more bones to it that would meet the eye, probably.
So basically, your job is considerably more complicated than Jim's job. That's basically what you're saying.
I'm not even going to lie, that is definitely true.
You can let you go, I want a newsletter box here, I'm going to draw it here, make it work, and Sam's going to go, that ain't going to work.
Yeah. It's not for me to say.
So yeah, but it's got, I mean, I suppose though, from you guys, you talk quite a lot, do you, during projects?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we are in the same room.
Yep.
So even if it's a quick question, he's always there to, yeah, like you say, rein me back in.
So would you, like, during a project, what would be the process? Would you sort of do a bit of work and then share it with a developer? So obviously not just Sam, we've got other people in the team. Would you sort of go, guys, could you take a quick look at this? Is this going to work?
Yeah, we start with the homepage first. Obviously we want to see whether the client will like the homepage, but also you'd never want to send something to a client for then a developer to say, we can't have this. Like, yeah. Well, it's been approved, we've got to have it.
So there's there is a process behind asking.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So, you know, once you've done the homepage and you say, is this okay? And if there's any animations that you do want, and, you know, you put these into XD, you tell them the story behind it. This is what I want it to do. Is it too much? Is it within budget? And, you know, and then once you sent that to the client, if they do like it, then you can carry on in that sense. But if you haven't done that level of communication, then, well, things go tits up very quickly.
So in terms of, like, how can you sort of turn it into a really positive relationship to create a new thing for a client, how would you, would you sort of go to Sam and go, I've got an idea, I want to make this. How would it, you know, is it even possible before you start?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Cool. If, like I said before, if it's a complicated animation, is it possible to do this? Can I have this? Obviously, you know, it is all about the budget.
Because we get a lot of clients come to us saying, like, I'd like this function on a website, or I'd like to build this tool or something. And then we have to scope it out to say, okay, is it going to need some design time? Is it going to need some development time? And we have to make an estimate then on how long it's going to take. Obviously, from your point of view, nothing takes that long, because all you've got to do is draw boxes on a page.
Exactly.
No offense. No, that's kind of what you
know. I'm not even insulted. It's what I do. I am a rectangle merchant, as Sam likes to say.
Yep. And then obviously from Sam's point of view, it's like, yeah, well, that's going to be like 4 weeks worth of solid work.
Well, this is it as well. You know, there's not just me and Jim in the studio as well. You've got you've got two other developers in there. So, you know, it's, there's more of a collaborative process.
Yeah.
From I can lean on developers to go, how, if this is what Jim wants, how would you think that this would be the most effective way to do it? Yeah. Or do you agree that this would be right or whatever? Just getting second opinions on before I push back and say, look, this is what you want, but this is what we can get.
Because we're always trying to get a great result for the clients, aren't we, at the end of the day? Yeah, if the client's got an idea, we want to be able to do that thing for the client. But obviously, sometimes it's not possible.
No. I mean, technology, especially in websites as well, you know, if you think back even 10 years, how flat websites used to be.
Yeah.
And now, if you go to awards and you see how dynamic they are and how interactive they are, it's insane.
But like you said, it's all about the budget.
Exactly.
And I think sometimes you see those really highly creative website projects, and we know, because we're in the business, we'll go, that took them ages. Like, a client didn't pay for that.
Yeah, and you look at other agencies and, you know, they put their little description by the side of it, and they're like, oh yeah, this was a 2-year project.
Yeah.
Like, well, we've got 3 months to turn this around, so you...
And you can't really turn around to a client and go, yeah, the website's going to take you 2 solid years at £115 an hour per day. the value isn't there.
Yeah,
it's not going to generate them that much money. So we have to scale back ambitions sometimes, I suppose, don't we?
Definitely.
Yeah, which is obviously Sam's job to then say, oh, actually, this technology already exists here. Can we plug this into the website and use this? Maybe instead of building something from scratch just because you've designed a load of rectangles.
Yeah, I mean, definitely plugins do help as well these days. Definitely quicken the process.
Yeah, definitely. So have you ever had any challenges with each other in terms of a developer-designer relationship or sort of struggling to see each other's perspective? Like, you might be saying, why do you want this? That kind of thing.
Probably in my case, it was, I've come from a print background. So when I first started here, it was...
Oh, we saw your first website again the other day, actually, didn't we? That was shocking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my days. Yeah. But my first website that I did here, and it was approved and published, 6 months ago?
Yeah, it was actually,
to the point.
Hanging around a while,
I was red with embarrassment. It was kind of that bad. So you know, you see how things do.
But then looking back, I think you'd look at every website you designed back then, or other people designed as well, and going, "Oh, that looks really dated now."
Yes,
from where we are now.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
But you do learn.
Yeah.
You know, so it was before where you design a website, but maybe I didn't communicate enough. And yeah, that's where things have backfired, and we've had to go back to the client to be like, I'm really sorry, we're just gonna have to rein this in. Half the time a client is fine.
Well, I know what we have done before is when the client's project has taken so long because the client sat on it, we've actually gone back and changed it.
Yeah.
Before we, when they do eventually come back to us, we've gone, let's just redo some of this because it's not okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just the time scale, isn't it? Yeah. Sometimes what you think's great at one moment, you might look back again and go, no, that was pretty poor.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And Sam, do you have any issues with your designer colleagues sometimes?
I'm going to sit on the fence and say no, not really. You know, we've all kind of worked together for a good chunk of time now, so we've got that core understanding of, you know, what's possible, what's not, you know, what's a bit outrageous. And
do they take it fairly well when you say this can't happen, you can't have this?
So sometimes kicking and screaming, but you know, as long as we get our way, then that's all that matters.
Fair enough, isn't it? I suppose you're the one doing the most of the work, so you know, it's more important that you're happy than Jim's happy.
You are doing the hard work.
Yeah.
I cannot deny that.
Yeah, you're just drawing rectangles.
Yeah.
Yeah, for all the graphic designers that now want to witch hunt against me, that was a joke.
Yeah. But obviously, you do a bit of both, to be fair, don't you? Yeah, you kind of, you're a bit of a hybrid role. You do bits of creative work, bits of development work. So I suppose you see it from both points of view anyway.
Yeah, it gives us, like I say, it just gives us that sort of creativity. So, I mean, I'll have no problem admitting that I'm no designer, do you know what I mean? So if there's a button that, you know, we can need to animate, I mean, if it was... You know, the most bog standard animation, you just change the background color and text color. But if, you know, if Jim can orchestrate some sliding and core elements, you know, that will make that just a little bit nicer for the client and the user, then, you know, it's a win-win.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys. Obviously, you guys get on perfectly well, and there's never going to be any conflict ever between you. And no matter what Sam says, you can't do. So that was really helpful. If anybody else has any questions or would like to give us feedback on the podcast, drop us an email at hello@somarketing.com.